Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Okay, show is over for today, and so we can kind of talk about some stuff that happened on the show today, or stuff we didn't get to sometimes, too. That's always a good thing. The Bird Box show on Netflix, you see where that house has become a tourist attraction?
Yes. Oh.
People are going to the house.
But the people that live there, like, they haven't even seen the show, right?
They hadn't seen the movie at the time.
Or the movie, yeah, it's a movie.
And they just shot exterior shots. And that's what happens on a lot of these TV shows, if not all of them, is they go to these cities and shoot all the exterior shots. And then the people that are in the show never see the house. And the people in the house, like Roseanne was in Lamford, Illinois.
Yeah.
I was watching The Office again last night. I've started it again. And so all of those shots in Scranton, like those, The Office people are in Los Angeles in a studio.
Never were
they don't
in
go
Scranton.
There.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they've been there now once or twice. But it's funny how big The Office is now. Like, it has resurged. I think it's the new Replay more than Friends is. I think it has now surpassed Friends. Because young people, I think The Office was ahead of its time for American television.
Yeah, it's really, really,
it's really
funny.
Good, yeah.
Like, it was my favorite show when it was on, really. Like, and most people were like, it's okay. It was weird at the time.
And haven't you watched it, like, what, 8 times now?
I'm not one of those people that brag about the amount of times they've seen all the shows.
I've watched it 8 times.
But, yeah, that Bird Box movie. People are now going and taking outside the house. The owner of the property has paid $12,000 for all the exterior shots to be taken. Wouldn't that be cool, too, if someone just comes and knocks on the door and goes, hey, we want to take some pictures. We'll pay you $12,000. You have to do nothing.
Remember? Those people did that to me for that commercial. What was it? What was that? Old Navy or what was the people? Remember? And they wanted, they wanted to use my front yard for like Land's End or something. I don't know. It was a catalog. And we said no.
What are they going to pay you? Do you remember?
$1,000 or something.
Were they going to shut down the whole road?
Yeah, they ended up doing that. I think some of my neighbors agreed to it, but we just didn't want we weren't going to have access to our front door for like all day. So it was a whole thing. And my husband was like, no, I don't think I want to do it. And I was like, okay, fine.
Would you have done it?
Yeah.
I got the check first though, right?
Now, can you negotiate something like that? Like, can you you really want my house?
You can negotiate anything.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have to say yes to it, but you can really negotiate anything. Think about even going to Walmart, right?
Oh.
Now, you can't... What?
You can negotiate at Walmart?
Sure you can.
Here, let me get to my point. You can't just go up and go, I don't want to pay this for this. But you can go and go, hey, I've seen it cheaper here. It's been cheaper here in the past. Like, those are also negotiating tactics.
Okay, okay.
But you can negotiate anything. And that's... I think a lot of us get in trouble because we don't understand that. We don't know that.
Yeah. Remember what Dave Ramsey taught us?
You can go, what's his thing?
Is that the best price you can give me?
You can say that everywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go.
And I've learned through, because I have a lot of things that I do, like business stuff that I do outside of the show, either creatively or just, you can negotiate anything.
So, but are you negotiating down or are you negotiating up?
It depends what it is.
So we could say, is that the most money you can pay me?
Yeah, that's what you can say to the company.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's what a contract negotiation is, on the contract line.
Oh, I'm the worst.
And then I have to hire people. And I'm like, is that the least you'll take? I do the opposite.
Right.
So, I saw that in the news. I don't think we got to that on today's show.
Mm-mm.
So that was up there. Anything else on the list that I did not get to that I thought would be good? Amy, by the way, is back to There She Goes as her winning song.
I am.
You haven't won yet, so you didn't know that.
Well, can I change it, though, now that it's the new year to something else?
You have to go through another game.
But I like the one Eddie came up with.
Yeah, but that's a
move, beat.
Get out the way.
You would never use that. But
what doesn't kill you makes you shut that one down quick.
Her song was Kelly Clarkson Stronger.
Yeah, she didn't like
which
that.
Which didn't make sense. She picked it, though.
I know, and it does. Because I like Kelly Clarkson, but the song doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So
it's unfortunate.
Back to that. I've gotten pretty much over my allergies. I still have them a little bit, but Amy's are bad, bad.
Yeah. I feel great. Just don't got some cough and drainage situation. But.
Her and her husband share that nasal spray.
Oh, is that healthy?
You stick it both in your nose? I don't know.
I've
always read that you're not supposed to share because you spread whatever you have.
Right. Well, we don't have anything going on. I mean, it's just for our sinus congestion. I don't think if we kiss, like, it's fine. And that's what, whenever I used it, he sort of was like, ew, but I was like, well, I've borrowed your toothbrush before.
Oh, that's a bad one.
That's so gross.
The toothbrush thing's bad. This nose spray, I'm kind of on the fence about.
Oh, so you would borrow nose spray, but you wouldn't borrow a toothbrush?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. It's your mouth.
It's the taste.
It's, yeah.
All of it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know this was such a thing.
Like, sometimes my son borrows my toothbrush, and I'm like, grossed out. That's trash. That toothbrush is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son brushed our dog's teeth the other day with his toothbrush.
Hey.
Like, you have to throw that away.
Good.
And he goes, why? And I was like, because you can't brush the dog's. He used human toothpaste and everything.
Oh, no.
Good which I him. Don't know if that will, like, and give it, they, my son and daughter, I guess they did it together. And I'm sure she was like, get your toothbrush. And Stevenson was like, okay. But I mean, Sashira was like, smell her breath. It's so much better. And it really was. But they used
the
like minty.
Them?
Yeah, our dog's real chill. Like, she's really chill. It's crazy how chill she is. But I don't know. I didn't know if the mint was going to upset her stomach or anything if you had to use special doggy toothpaste. I've never brushed a dog's teeth before.
Yeah, I haven't either. And they say sometimes to do that. I don't know what toothbrush you're
Isn't
supposed to use for a dog.
Isn't it bizarre that we brush our teeth every day and we have dogs for, you know, years and years and years and we don't ever brush their teeth?
Yeah, but can you imagine if we don't brush our teeth every day?
How gross would that be?
It probably becomes normal.
It's just normal that everybody's yeah. mouth stinks?
Probably becomes normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going over this list because our Raging Idiots concert comes up in like 10 days from today. 14th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Monday night. And so it's a show. Eddie and I have a band called the Raging Idiots. And we put out records and we have toured. We didn't do much last year. But we're doing the show again this year where artists come and show up and they play with our band. Like Luke Bryan's going to show up and play a couple songs. Cole Swindell, Lady Antebellum, John Party.
John Party, yeah.
A lot of artists are coming by. And the one... And I get to luckily see like those guys all the time. I'm friends with them even. But I don't know the guy from Three Doors Down. He was just someone that I was like, is there any way we could get Three Doors Down to play our show? And sure. So the singer's going to come sing and our band's going to play. And so he's going to do Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Which is the jam. I asked for this one specifically. And they were like, which parts do you want to sing? And I was like, I'll just sing background. Because I don't want to like mess it up. But just to be able to sing the chorus is going to be cool, huh?
I'm so pumped right now listening to this.
And our band's going to play it. Like, Brandon Wright's probably going to play the guitar part, yeah? Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sand. If you're so young, you don't even know how big a song that is.
It was huge.
Morgan number two, do you remember the song?
Yeah,
did
I do.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm bopping my head to it.
Eddie came over to my house, and we were going through their library of songs. They have so many hits.
So many that I don't even know they had.
You don't even know.
It's like, it was one of those things where you're like, oh, I remember that one. Yeah. Oh, I remember that one.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm pumped to play with Luke Bryan. Like,
oh, all that's going
to
be fun.
I've never played with Luke Bryan before, and just to share a stage with that guy. And Amy, like, you see his moves? We're going to be right there with him.
We'll probably be dancing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm behind.
At first I was like, that's not going to work. But the more I listened to it, I could work. Can you do that too?
Yeah, I think he's going to do Kryptonite, and I think he's going to do When I'm Gone. Maybe not When I'm Gone. Maybe. No, Here Without You.
This one. Dude, all of these.
No, they have like 8 monster songs.
100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
You think I can play drums for these?
Nope.
Okay.
No drumming. Why would you want to play drums if you don't play drums?
Because it sounds awesome.
It's gonna be cool to do these, right?
Yes.
I think those are the two we're gonna do with him.
Get me a distortion pedal, man.
You play an acoustic.
Distortion acoustic.
You don't even have an electric. You don't distort an acoustic, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Here's a song.
I'm here without you, baby.
Remember the song?
Yeah.
Is that how you're gonna do it?
Baby.
He would look at me like, what are you doing?
What did I sign up for?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'm pretty excited about that one. But man, they have so many hits. I love Loser, too. It was their very, very first song.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we go down that. Yeah, man.
I'm pumped.
I don't know what Luke's going to play yet.
Do we have a say-so in that, or he's just kind of like, I'm going to come and do this?
I mean, we could, but I don't really go,
yeah.
Hey, you should play this. It looks like the biggest artist in our format.
Right.
Yeah.
We go, hey,
we're
dude.
Just fans, you know? So, like, we're
and
like.
And also, like, I know Luke from the show. Two, we work together on Idol, so mm-hmm. we now have a pretty personal relationship. I'm just like, dude, please just show up and do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, that was one he was the first one to say yes. Like, of anyone.
Really?
I was like, hey, man. He's like, yeah. He's like, if you're in town, I'll be in town because we'd both be doing Idol at the same time. So I'm there. And I was like, sweet.
Perfect.
So, yeah. It'd be good. I look at tickets, though, online, and the scalpers grab them and sell them for, like,
$700. I hate that.
There's nothing you can do about it, though.
Yep.
And we don't keep the money for that show. It goes to St. Jude. I think that's it. Amy's got a podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. I hope you check that out today. What are the four things do you talk about differently? Do you know?
For this week?
Yeah.
Well, since it's the new year, we've got tackling New Year's resolutions, like health and fitness wise. I have Erin Opry on talking about how to make them realistic for yourself. Then Rachel Cruz, which is Dave Ramsey's daughter, talks about, you know, setting yourself up for success this year with your budget if you're trying to get out of debt or not getting into debt this year. How making your bed can, like, change your, like, life from Admiral McRaven. He's a former Navy SEAL talking about that. And then also, self-care. I've got a massage therapist that came on to talk about massaging and how you can even, if you don't want to pay for a massage, little things you can do at home to relieve tension that'll release toxins and you'll have a better life. Because I think a big theme for this year for a lot of people is self-care, like taking time to just take care of yourself.
Can I borrow that ball?
Yeah.
Or is there one?
A hypersphere ball?
Did you get that in town?
I ordered it on Amazon.
Hmm. Amy's got this ball.
Yeah.
And it just goes, and it just shakes.
What is
it? It's like hardcore. A foam roller, like a, but like a.
It's a ball.
Like
you don't have to do anything except sit on it.
Oh, mm-hmm. And it works.
And
works
it
you
releases
out.
The tension.
My shoulder's just killing me. I was thinking about that. Do you have two of them? Do you and your husband both have one?
No, I'll order you one. I'll send it to the house.
But I need it like now.
Maybe Amazon Prime now has it. Let me see.
I need that ball now.
Are you guys doing the sports podcast today?
Yeah,
we are,
Sore
yes.
Losers.
All right, search Sore Losers if you like sports. Eddie Lunchbox and Raymundo doing the sports show. Do you know who you guys should have on is Ryan Hurd, big sports guy. Like, you should have him up.
Really?
Huge sports guy. Like, him and us, most of what we talk about.
Yeah, I've been thinking about, like, some artists that we already know.
Just get him on the phone, though. Don't bring him in the studio.
Don't bring him in.
It's a lot for them to come up here and do it. I feel guilty bringing people up to do the show sometimes. Yeah. And it's a good thing to come to the show. But so I'm like, it's the morning.
Yeah. You know what? We're not paying them or anything to be on there, so.
I would just, like, yeah, I would, like, set. I wouldn't be uncomfortable where people. Just don't make people think I'm asking for them.
No. This would be like, hey, we'll even say that. Bobby's not part of this.
Because when Tim Tebow came and you guys wanted to pull him out and he only had time to do our show.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
How cool.
We were kind of crushed.
Tim Tebow.
It would have been cool, but he didn't come. You can't show up somewhere and someone say, oh, by the way, we do another show. That,
surprise attack.
A surprise small podcast.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Small. I mean, 350 people is not small.
We're working our way up,
Bones.
Yeah,
come on.
We're no Bobby Cast.
350 people. We have more than that.
No, we have more than that.
I know. I have all the data of your show.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, I don't either. Okay, we're going to go. Thank you very much. I think that's it. We're going to play today's show.
Does anybody want to be on my podcast one day? Anybody?
You just talked about all your guests.
You have like power guests.
You just dropped three names on your show mm-hmm. right
but,
there.
But,
who books those for you?
Me.
And those are Amy's people.
One of the four things, napping. So I have a lunchbox on the podcast.
I mean, maybe.
I have the expert for Mexican food. I'm going to bring on Eddie.
Thank you.
Who can do
I literally, call people myself. But I mean, I came on your podcast, Bobby. All I need is 10 minutes of your time.
Let us know, Amy. Yeah.
Let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Happy to come on by phone.
right.
Oh my gosh. If I had to call you by phone to get you on for 10 minutes, can you imagine?
By phone.
Talk to my people.
All right. We're going to start with today's show. Here you go. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Friday already. Holy cow. Morning, studio.
Morning.
What's the last cargument you got in, Amy? I never heard that expression, like a cargument.
Oh, argument in the car?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be, if I'm riding with my husband, it has to be how he handles road rage.
It's so crazy that he gets road rage because Amy's husband, a super calm guy, military guy, like contained, composure.
Not when it comes to road rage.
Really?
And it's interesting because, you know, in your book, Fail Until You Don't.
Have you read it now?
Yes. Over break, I finally got to dig in.
You read it?
Yeah, finally. I had more free time. But listen, you addressed this and I was like, oh my gosh. You sort of talk about people having self-control and like, you know, the person that can't handle, you know, like if you do something in a car, you got the guy, like the loser you're referring to him almost, that speeds up to you and kind of has to stare at you to be like, oh, you cut me off and like go on. Like, I was like, that's my husband. Like, that's my husband who like can have so much control in his life. But then you do anything wrong on the road, like if you're an idiot on the road, he's going to let you know.
So in my book, I write a bit that, but here's what I really meant by that, that you're paraphrasing terribly. Because I wrote a book.
Really?
Yes.
No, I didn't. Well, I guess I just, I related it to me.
The last book that I wrote is called Fail Until You Don't. And so it came out last year. Thanks to you guys, it did wonderfully. And I wrote a chapter about what you would consider extending grace. Because what happens is on the road, somebody pulls in front of us or does something stupid, we get so angry. And we're like, what are you doing? But we forget that we do the same stupid things. And we're like, ooh, sorry, sorry, sorry. So it's almost like that person that did the stupid thing in front of you probably doesn't do stupid things all the time, just like you don't do stupid things all the time in your car. Mm-hmm. But how many times have you pulled up through the middle and you accidentally sat there and you're like, oh, no, I pulled up too far. And the people are looking at you like, you're so stupid. And you feel dumb. You ever do that and you feel dumb?
Yes.
Now imagine if someone does that in front of you. Don't you go, what is this idiot doing?
Idiot.
You know? Yes. It's just put yourself in their shoes. And so when it happens, don't pull up beside them like a loser and go, come on, you idiot. Because you're oftentimes that person who screws up too. That was my point there.
Valid.
He wrote the book, so that's what really meant.
Listen, I give grace on the road. I'm just saying, my husband in the car, if we argue, our argument is most of the time me telling him to chill out and don't, you know what he loves to do? Is get up right up next to a car that makes him mad. We get up right behind him to where if we have to slam on the brakes, we're going to hit that car. What's that called? Riding there.
That's called
tailgating.
We're tailgating.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called because I don't do it. He does it all the time and it's annoying.
A cargument is most likely to strike 27 minutes into a journey. The most common fight is which radio station are you listening to?
Oh, yeah.
Other common debates revolve around temperature of the car and which route to take. But now with GPS, the route really isn't a thing. I don't get into arguments at all. Nobody rides with me. I'm single. I only drive and nobody ever rides with me.
Another thing, my husband won't. I guess, yeah, with GPS, but even with the GPS, even if something's going wrong, he won't stop to figure out directions. Like, he won't call somebody.
It's mostly a dumb guy thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to ask for help.
Yeah.
It's not just a car thing.
He's like, I'm looking at the moon and the stars in the sky. I got this. And then we end up.
It's a pride
place.
Thing.
He probably does, though. Like, he's.
It's 43 degrees, not 72.
Yeah, he's a pilot.
Yes.
All right, we're here, ready to start the show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Florida on a freeway near Gainesville. Two big rigs and two passenger vehicles collided, spilling over 50 gallons of fuel on the interstate. There were casualties from the accident, and dozens were hospitalized. In other news, if you were a Toys R Us employee and got laid off without severance, you could be finally getting some money. The payments range from $200 to more than $12,000, so check your mailboxes. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain in the south. Careful on those roads today. 50s and 60s in most other places.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Jenny in North Carolina. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Glad to be back here. What's going on with you? What do you want to know?
Yes, I have a question. I'd like an update from you, Bobby, on the surprise you were supposed to give to Lunchbox last year.
Well, I was not supposed to give it to him last year. I just brought it up last year.
Okay.
Well, last year. We act like that was like a year ago.
Yeah, so a few days ago.
Like literally like two live shows of ours ago, which was last year. I have not told him yet. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
So still what's the update on that?
I mean, I was waiting. I was like, oh, maybe that's going to be under my Christmas tree and I'm going to unwrap a present. Nope, nothing. Haven't heard anything. I've just been wondering.
I think the update, Amy knows, and there is an update.
Amy, what's the update?
No, you can't say the update. You know, I told you about the thing, right?
Yes. I don't want to say anything.
Okay, just don't say anything.
Because sometimes I say things that ruin things. Because
I don't know if I'm clear to share yet.
Oh my gosh, when?
I'll ask today. I'll ask if I can say what it is.
Because, can I tell you something?
What, you gonna, hold on, hey, Jenny, Amy's walking over to tell me something in my ear, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, she's gonna, my mic's on.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Jenny, let me turn my mic off. Just hang tight, okay?
What in the world?
Okay.
So Amy's whispering in Bobby's ear now about the secret.
Okay, stop it.
Stop it. Amy's yelling in my ear. And what she just told me made no sense as
yes,
to that she needed to tell me on the air.
What? Okay. No.
Jenny, there is no update and other than it's still happening. He's still going to get it.
Okay.
But I can't say yet. But hopefully next week, okay?
Next week. Okay.
But a lot of people are wondering what you're wondering, and the update is still, he's still going to get it. I think it will change his life.
Yeah. It's already changing mine. Yeah.
I think it would change his life.
Yeah.
And he may go bonkers. Like, he may go the craziest we've ever heard him go crazy. No, you say nothing. Because what you just came and yelled in my ear, everybody could have heard it. And it made no sense. Like, I know what you said, but it was not relevant to this conversation.
It is relevant.
No, you could have texted me that. Okay, Jenny.
Oh, what?
Thank you, Jenny, for the call. Where do you live in North Carolina, Jenny?
Thank you. I'm in Four Oaks.
Ah, we love it there.
Yeah.
Bobby used to vacation there.
Yeah, it's just summer there.
Summer, whatever.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for being a part of the show and for calling, and thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
All right. See you later. Yeah, don't talk about it.
Okay.
Moratorium on no talking about it at all, because Amy has loose lips.
So what did she tell you?
Yeah, what did she say?
It made no idea.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
If it makes no sense, then we can know what it is.
No, you can't.
You cannot. No.
What?
You cannot know.
I know he can't.
But I mean, I'm so excited. Just know that it's going to be amazing.
Don't talk anymore, because I'm not talking anymore. And Amy, you run movies. You tend to say things. Okay, well, we're going to play David Lee Murphy. Everything's going to be all right. Lunchbox, you have an idea?
No, because it's going to change my life. It's a new year. Oh, man. I thought it was going to have something to do with New Year's Eve. I was going to host something, but that's not happening, so.
You could still.
How would that change your life?
He still thinks he may be on American Idol with me this year.
Yeah, I did think that. I think that I'm going to be a mentor, and Bobby's going to be moving into the judging table.
Not happening, but, you know.
Dream.
The Bobby Bones Show.
People are leaving snacks and drinks on their doorsteps for delivery drivers, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really nice and thoughtful. I've seen that.
And listen, I'm going to say this too. It's not totally selfless, because you can also do it. Let's say you're not a selfless person. Let's say you're like, I don't know, let me just throw a name out there. Lunchbox.
Example.
Yeah.
If you do this and you treat your... Because I have the same drivers. The same UPS guy. The same... All the time. If you... Like, take care of them, they will take care of you. They'll be gentle with your packages. They'll make sure that it gets put in the right place. And so, like, my FedEx person, same every time I talk to her when she comes and drops it up. So I never thought about this, but it does make sense and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you're out for a walk and you see a little basket up on someone's front porch, you're hungry, get a snack.
No, that's
not. I think it's a great idea.
But it says, there's a note if for delivery drivers.
Yeah, baskets, buckets, and cubbies filled with snacks and drinks have been spotted on people's doorsteps. Because it's like, hey, Amazon driver, whomever, like, I appreciate that. I think that's pretty cool. Anytime you can look out for somebody else, it's pretty cool. Because it's always cool when someone looks out for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone does something for you. And sometimes people are doing things for you and you don't even know it. So I think that's cool. I was watching. Did you guys watch the YouTube clip over the break about the guy who built the package because people kept stealing packages off his doorstep? So he built a package and put a camera in it. And so when they opened it after they stole it, not only was it GPSed, it had a camera that sent him the feed. It glitter bombed him.
Ooh.
And had a fart spray in it. So it glitter bombed him, stink bombed him, and said exactly where they were. And then he had all the camera to put up on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Anybody else see this?
No.
Mike, did you see it?
Yeah.
I saw it on Reddit, and then it blew up virally.
And that's real?
Mm-hmm. Because he's an inventor, and he showed how he made it.
Because I watched it, and I was like, is this real?
Yeah, and he used four cell phones. And whenever you hit it, that would come to life. That's how he kept the battery up. Because your cell phone will stay charged for a long time. If you don't, you'd have to charge it if you're not using it. And that's what he did. It had the GPS in it. Isn't that cool?
I'm going to watch this video.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is, I like people are doing that. I like when people do seemingly little things that probably make a big difference for other people.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Fans won't see much of Kip Moore this winter. He plans to disappear and get himself ready for tour again, which means he will be surfing and recharging until his tour kicks off in March. Eric Church chose the song Some of It as his new single. The song is on his latest album, Desperate Man. Here's a clip.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. Much of it.
Maren Morris shared her New Year's resolution. She hopes to be a good partner in music for her husband, Ryan Hurd. She says he helps counsel her on songs, so she wants to do the same for him. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a kid and an adult swimming in an indoor pool in Minnesota. The 34-year-old man loses consciousness, goes to the bottom of the pool. 11-year-old swims down, pulls the 34-year-old out of the water, and people give him CPR and bring him back to life.
Wow, that 11-year-old have any training?
Had no training, but he was there with his uncle, but his uncle didn't know how to swim, so the 11-year-old had to dive down and get this guy off the bottom of the pool.
Wow.
That's crazy. And you know, I was reading this story about lifeguards, and they're supposed to do everything but, like, the very, very, very last thing they do is grab the person, because what happens is the person usually takes lifeguards down because they're flailing about, and if a lifeguard grabs them, they try to throw them things, they try to do everything except grab them, because when you grab them, that's the absolute worst thing that can happen, and the person's usually kicking and flailing, and they pull the lifeguard down. So, Eddie, our video producer, was a lifeguard for a while, huh?
Yeah, and my best rescue was a double rescue, the mom and the kid, all in one.
You rescued a mom
the ocean
and a kid?
The ocean or the pool?
No, it was the pool. It was the public pool.
Okay, go ahead.
And so the little kid was jumping off the diving board. He said he was good to jump. He couldn't swim, so the mom freaks out. She jumps in to save the kid. She can't swim. Here comes Eddie, lifeguard. You're right, Bones. You have to wave them down and say, hey, are you okay? And they're like, no, they're not. And then you're like, one more chance. Are you okay? No, they're not. I blow the whistle. I jump in with my floaty.
You didn't throw a thing at them?
No, I didn't do that. I went in with the floaty. I gave the mom the floaty and grabbed the kid with my left arm, and we swam back. Double save, Bones.
You waste time yelling, hey, are you okay?
You have to.
And you have to say it again?
And you blow your whistle?
You got to make sure, and then you blow the whistle, and then everyone gets out of the pool while I do the rescue.
Well, what I was talking about mostly was like ocean.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm not an ocean lifeguard. I never was an ocean lifeguard. That looks scary.
It's like the people that sit up in the tower and... But yeah, Eddie. But yeah, you were a lifeguard, huh?
Yeah, I was a lifeguard for 3 years.
People that were lifeguards, Eddie, you and my husband need to sit back, because he was a lifeguard at like the neighborhood pool too.
Yeah.
And they like have these
stories
of how it was when they were lifeguarding.
I would love to sit back and drink some scotch with your husband and talk about lifeguards.
Yes, yeah. Y'all could probably put on your little swimsuits with your little board
Birdwells.
And your whistle and just reminisce on all the lives you saved. At the community pool.
Why are you talking in that tone?
Yeah, because, why are you hating on us?
Eddie just saved two people. We're giving him a hard time.
Because it seems like everybody that was a teenage lifeguard saved people.
But do they have double saves?
I don't know. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cincinnati, Ohio. A 24-year-old man was at Walmart stealing a bunch of stuff, had $125 worth of goods. Cops come trying to arrest him. He runs two blocks. He says, oh, there's a public library. I'm going to run in there.
Okay.
Only problem is it was a police station, not a public library.
Oh, wow. That's 2 days in a row. Wow.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Jill is on in Florida. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Bobby.
Thank you very much for being on the phone and listening to the show. What can I do for you?
Well, my daughters and I were wondering if we missed anything or if you had revealed what you got in for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good question, because we did our Christmas gift thing, and I gave Amy a gift, and we didn't say what it was. What, you don't want to say?
No, do you?
I said it on InstaStory.
We already know what it is.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I mean, I never said it on the radio, but...
okay.
But yeah. Most people don't know, because I only wrote an InstaStory. I bought Amy a treadmill. How do you say it? Peloton treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Yep.
Peloton.
Yeah, and you like do classes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I bought her.
It's kind of amazing.
Nice.
I went over to Amy's house to see it over the break,
Yeah, it's like a lot of people come by to see it.
I don't think they're in the stores yet.
No, it's like a tourist stop.
Excuse me? A tourist stop? People are really coming by to see it?
It's like a stop, yep. They're like, can I come see it?
Well, good.
Like, sure.
Are you going to use it?
I already have been every day.
Okay.
Because duh.
Well, I guess what it does, because you get to get online and take classes with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You, like a real instructor, and then if your friends are on there, you can join them, and then you're interacting, and you don't even have to leave your house.
Listen, Jill, here's the deal, right? Can I be honest with you, Jill?
Yeah.
Just me and you being honest for a second?
Yep.
People are going to go, man, Bobby, that's a pretty expensive gift. But I don't have any kids. I don't have a wife. And Amy's my best friend. And, you know, I like to, like, give people things, you know? So, yes.
Yeah.
Before people give me a hard time, I know. It was the nicest gift I got anybody, by the way. And so, I did get some crap for it, but that's okay.
My husband, he was even like, well, crap.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, it was a thing.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, not
wait,
bad.
Wait, did Bobby outdo your husband?
Well, I mean,
household. I got it for the household.
Yes.
Not just for you.
All,
I got it for him, too.
First of all, it comes, like, it's good. It came at a good time because I did want a treadmill, and I had asked my husband, and my husband's like, husbands can't give wives exercise equipment.
Which is why I did it.
It's just bad. So he was actually grateful and thankful that Bobby did it, but I could tell it was a little bit of a thing, like, well, you know, how do I outdo that?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but
I would
do it again, though, because you mentioned it.
Yeah.
You mentioned that it was cool.
Yeah.
And I keep
it's
notes.
It's amazing.
I keep notes of what you guys say. Like, I feel like I'm a good gift giver because I listen.
Yeah. I could tell. I mean, I literally said that, like, under my breath, like, once in passing to maybe Brett Eldridge or something. And Bobby, like,
that's what it was when he was in talking about the bike, because he's in the commercial.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Amy was like, I want to get one of those treadmills.
I was like, have you seen the treadmill? And Bobby was like, brum, brum, brum.
I wrote it down and took a note.
I could use a new car.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, if you're listening,
good
basically.
Luck.
Basically.
Yeah, Jill, that's what I got her.
Yeah, Jill, I'm super, I love it.
And that's the drama surrounding
awesome.
It.
Oh, good. I think it's very nice and thoughtful.
Well, thank you very much. How is it in Florida? Everybody good?
Yep, it's hot and humid.
Everybody's nice. Good then. Love it. Hey, thank you for listening to the show. Have a wonderful day.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
You guys hadn't even seen the previews of Holmes and Watson, huh?
No, I don't even know what it is.
So Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, they did Step Brothers together?
Yeah.
And so it's Sherlock Holmes, and so they get back together, and whenever a movie doesn't show itself to critics beforehand, it usually means it's terrible. So they didn't show it to anybody, and it got a 0% of Rotten Tomatoes for the first 24 hours. I think since then, look it up, Lunchbox, see what it is now. But people are walking out of the movie, so I'm asking you guys, ever been to a movie so bad you walked out? Now here's someone who actually went to see Holmes and Watson. Hey, what's your name?
Hunter.
Oh, hold on, no, that's not you. Hey, wait, I don't know, they might have call screener all messed up. Hello, who's this?
Hunter,
did you see Holmes and Watson?
Yeah, I went and saw it last night, and I stayed 10 minutes and walked out.
Only 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I'm going to stay more than 10 minutes because I paid the money. Like, I'm going to give it a shot, right? It was so bad in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, the first 10 minutes, it doesn't even really make sense. I mean, it's just stupid. And I mean, I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan, but that's probably one of his worst movies.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Thanks for the call. Did you go to another movie, at least? Did you go, like, walk into another room? Nah, we lost him. All right, appreciate you. There you go. Amy, ever walked out of a movie?
Yes. District 9.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
I know. Y'all liked it. And when I came and told y'all I couldn't handle it and I left, y'all couldn't believe it. Because y'all thought it was so good and it was so bad.
It won, like, best movie of the year for, like, all
that
the
awards. That was weird to me.
And Amy's
later,
like, it was terrible.
Well, later. At the time, I don't think we knew how, you know, awesome it was to other people. But
I thought it was awesome. It was about, like, an alien. A rope. Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. It was bad.
Lunchbox, ever walked out of a movie?
Yeah, Multiplicity back in 1996. We were supposed to go see Kingpin. It was Forrest, Aaron, myself, and two chicks. And we go, and the girls wanted to see Multiplicity, so they bought those tickets. So we gave in, went. I left after 30 minutes. Terrible movie.
It's amazing that you guys won't last more than 10 or 30 minutes. Like, if I pay for a movie ticket, I'm there for at least 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, I don't know exactly what time I walked out. I just know that I left.
Because I've seen some stinkers, And I've seen movies that seemed like they were going to stink, and they got really good. You ever watch a movie, and the whole time you're like, I don't know if I like this. And the ending is so great, you're like, I loved it. Like, they hook you at the very end. You ever had one of those?
Mm.
Where you walk out, and you're like, that was a good one.
Maybe I would have felt that way about District 9 if I stayed.
No, I like that whole movie. You just don't like the science fiction stuff. Lindsay, you're on the air in Oklahoma.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on? What'd you see?
I took my little cousin, who was, I think, 9 at the time, to see We Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Zoo.
Ooh, Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
Totally thought it was a kid's movie, and there was just too much cussing, and so we walked out.
Okay, so you were kind of misled about what kind of movie it was, more so than it being a bad movie.
Yes. I thought, you know, with little kids in the movie, it would be, you know, all right for a 9-10-year-old, and it just really wasn't.
That makes sense. You know, I went to see Mystery Men, where Ben Stiller was a superhero. I left that one. And then I went and saw The Incredible Hulk with Eric Bana, which is the one before this last one. It was miserable. I remember falling asleep and going, all right, I'm done. But it's going to take a lot to make me pay $12 and then leave a movie.
I know a movie where I fell asleep at the theater, and then now I love it. And I've seen it multiple times since. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, the first time I saw Napoleon Dynamite, I was like, what did I just watch?
Yes. Yeah, at the theater, I was like, ugh, snooze fest. And then now it's so funny to me.
Caitlin?
Yes, sir?
You're in Virginia. What'd you think?
So I saw Batman vs. Superman, and I left probably like 25 or 30 minutes in.
Batman vs. Superman. Mike D, was that good or no?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Terrible, terrible movie.
He's our superhero expert over there.
Like, the only thing that would have been worse is if Matt Damon made a cameo. I swear to God.
It would have made it worse?
Yes.
Why are you hating on Matt Damon? What are you doing?
I like Matt Damon.
Come on. I appreciate you. Jessica in Florida.
Hey, Bobby. This is Jessica. I saw Cloverfield back, I would say over 10 years ago, and we had to walk out, my husband and I, about 20 minutes in, just because of how poorly it was shot. It was shot with like a point of view camera.
Yeah, it was very shaky. Like, you're looking at the action. I liked Cloverfield, but I do remember people getting sick from watching that movie. And I get really motion sick, and I didn't get sick during the movie. But again, I can see where if it physically was making you feel bad, you'd walk out. But I liked that movie. Anyone else see Cloverfield?
Mm-hmm. No.
If you can get through the shakiness of it, because it was an alien movie, right? Mm-hmm. Where it like drops and it ends up taking
over.
Or
yeah, right?
It's good. I like that one. Hey, you're on the air, Noelle in Arkansas.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
So I was... I walked out of I Am Legend, and it was my, I was on an anniversary date.
You know,
it was
Nicole,
good.
Noelle, I loved I Am Legend with Will Smith.
No. No, zombies are not necessary.
Sure they are. It's the end of the world. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Noelle, for the call. Appreciate that.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This is a weird one. I mean, it ends up good, but this mom, Angela, she has a son. He's 13. She's like, hey, go to bed. And he was like, nah. I'm like, go to bed. So he stayed up, and he was playing video games. And as he was staying up, he saw a fire break out in the house and went and pulled everybody out of all the bedrooms because he was awake playing the video game because he broke the rules. And I almost don't want to tell him. He shouldn't break the rules, right?
Right. But I guess it's good that he was awake because otherwise people would have slept through the fire.
Right. But he helped his family. He saved them. The fire ended up destroying their home, but had he not been awake, up playing video games. You know, I saw where colleges are going to be offering video games as a major.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it really is going to be the thing. Listen, football, you're hitting your head. It's not going to be a thing in 20 years.
So everything's going to be virtual, you think?
Everything anyway is going to be virtual. We're not going to, in 30, 40 years, we're not going to have to drive to work because everything's going to be virtual. You'll be able to go there in your machine.
20 years?
Yeah, just think how fast things are progressing right now.
It's crazy.
My nephew's got one of those virtual mask thingies for Christmas, and I put it on, and I was in some roller coaster ride somewhere. I mean, I got sick. I was really there, and then someone got killed right in front of me.
So you say that, right?
But it was really powerful.
And whenever I said that we're not going to have to go to work, you rolled your eyes. But
I know.
You talking about how that is now, imagine the progress it'll make in 20 years. Everything will be virtual. Like, they'll come into this room and take all these pictures, and you won't have to actually be here.
Right.
This studio they're building, I designed a new studio for this morning show, and I drew it all, and we worked on it. And so I'm going up to put the virtual mask on and look at the studio virtually to see if I like everything and walk through it. That's what I'm saying.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's wild. So anyway, that kid saved his family's life. I love that. The breaking the rules part still sits a little weird with me.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's it.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Danielle Bradbury released her latest cover in her Yours Truly covers. It was Post Malone's Psycho.
That might be going psycho. A mama bell like Michael can really trust nobody.
You can actually hear the words when she sings it. Yeah. Right. You know what Post Malone's really saying it. She's done Casey Musgraves, I think Slow Burn. She's really good, man. Here we go.
You stuck in the friend zone. I tell the fourth out of
fifth. What else, Morgan number two?
Eric Church chose the song Some of It as his new single. It's from his latest album, Desperate Man.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some
of it. What else?
Maren Morris shared her New Year's resolution. She wants to be a better partner in music for her husband, Ryan Hurd. She says he helps her on songs, so she wants to do the same for him.
All right, there you have it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
So you follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram?
I do. And I follow a couple of the Kardashians. But anyway, I fell for one of her ads.
What do you mean you fell for it?
Well, I don't know. I was scrolling through. You know how I fall for the advertisements that pop up, like the sponsors ads that come up for me. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. But she was posting about something for the new year, and I guess I was just feeling like I had overindulged over Christmas anyways. And it was this flat tummy shake. And she was like standing there all like, you know, sensual.
And Amy's standing up right now.
Like with her butt and like everything out and holding this shake in her like spandex workout gear. And she was like looking all fit. And I was like, oh, so all I have to do is drink that flat tummy shake and I'm going to feel good. So I ordered it.
What did you order?
Because with the Kim K code, I saved like 20% or something.
That's funny.
I ordered, it's called flat tummy. So this is me confessing to y'all that I was a little ashamed. I haven't, it's supposed to be coming in the mail. It better arrive. Ugh.
I ordered some sleep patches.
From what?
From Instagram.
Like, but is it sponsored or was a person doing
know.
It?
I don't know. I think a listener forwarded it over to me. But the person looked like they were really tired because they put the sleep patch on. And apparently it's like
essential oils?
Yes. And I use the Z-Quil, you know, the melatonin stuff.
Yeah.
But still, I have trouble sleeping sometimes, and so I don't have those yet either. But yeah, no, I just don't know if I would trust it. Anything fitness, like you really got to do the work.
Flat tummy shake, duh.
Yeah.
All you have to do is drink it.
What's that cost, the flat tummy shake?
Oh, I think I got 10 packets. Well,
wow.
You know, I did get the Kim K discount.
Wow.
I don't remember the exact total. Whatever, $30 maybe? Too much. Too much for breakfast shakes. But don't worry, I'll be bringing them in. But how do you... I mean, she probably got paid who knows how much to do that.
For
one
her,
post.
Probably $1 million.
Yeah. $1 million. See, maybe. I fell for it. She got $1 million. And who knows if she even drinks the flat tummy shake. But
maybe
like,
half a million.
For you, I know anything you do, like I know you really do. But I don't know
yes.
if she does. And so how do you decide? Like,
I
even
almost
for
put
you, how do you decide?
Listen, for me, I don't put many ads
yeah.
on my Instagram. Only two ever. And it's because they came to me because I was already talking about their product. Metamucil, which I have to have fiber. I would go a week without using the bathroom.
Which is really not helpful.
And I would talk about that on the show, and someone was like, you should take fiber. And so I did, and I was talking about it on Instagram, and Metamucil came to me and said, would you do an ad for us? And I was like, I already talked about it anyway, why not? And so, because that works for me. And then now Bose, because I have Bose headphones.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, that's it. I just won't sell my soul on Instagram yet.
Well, maybe Kim really did
I
use
would for
flat tummy.
I would for the money she's yeah. getting. But you have to have like... How many followers do you have?
Oh, 100 million.
What?
I'm guessing.
I bet not. Look up Kim Kardashian's Instagram.
Oh, 124 million.
Wow.
Boom. And she's not even the most followed. Kylie is.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, they're making some serious money. Listen, I'm not hating. Advertisers are just looking for eyeballs and ears, period. They don't care where they get them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're reaching people, they're into it. I just won't put anything up if I don't use it. She may use it. I don't know.
I'm sure she does. Her tummy's flat.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why. Let's do the morning corny. Amy's got your joke right now. Thanks for waking up with us. Every morning around this time, Amy hits us with a corny joke.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the guy making tons of money collecting leaves?
No, I did not.
He's raking it in.
All right.
There you go. That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm always shocked when these big-time celebrities have their houses robbed because I'm thinking, how do they get in? Like, don't they have security systems? And sometimes they're celebrities that have millions and millions and millions of dollars and gates and security. But they've arrested a guy who was posing as a real estate agent.
Oh, wow.
And that's how he was getting in. He wasn't breaking in the back kitchen door.
Whoa.
He wasn't like popping open the side glass. He was posing as a real estate agent. He would steal from Usher, Jason Derulo, Adam Lambert. And again, I would go, how are you getting into Usher's house? Like, does Usher not have
top-notch security?
A little alarm? Like a window break sensor? But that's not how. Investigators say they confiscated thousands of stolen items. And have posted a picture of him online, hoping people will recognize the items, going, hey, this is mine. So he was posing as a real estate agent, showing up at open houses, driving high-end luxury cars, wearing designer clothes, just like, yeah, this is what I do. I'm trying to buy this house, sell this house.
Genius.
He would sign in under aliases to create his target. No, he got busted. He's not a genius.
Well,
so no. Returning to steal items later, valued in millions of dollars. People just give him access to the homes. That's what it was. Stole it the easiest because they let him in.
Crazy.
Then he got caught. The Christmas card thing's happening where you have all these Christmas cards left over. People send them to you. Morgan, number two, feels guilty because she threw all hers away, right?
Oh, yeah. I got Christmas cards, and they immediately went in the trash.
So you didn't even save yours through Christmas?
No. No, I just, like, I feel so weird. I feel like other people's families are watching me.
What do you mean?
Like, all their pictures of, like, their lives. They're just sitting on my counter, and I'm like, I'm not in any of these pictures, or they're not my family, so I just feel awkward.
So you get them and immediately put them in the garbage?
Yeah.
I don't even do that. I will keep them until Christmas, and then I'll throw them away. But I think if you get a card or a note, you receive the message, then you can do whatever with it. You can throw it away if you want.
Sure.
Because it's about the message more than it is keeping it up. But you feel guilty because why?
Yeah, I feel bad because I'm like, I'm watching their hard work go into the trash.
They spent money on it. Yeah. I'll have friends send me a note before Christmas. They were like, hey, I want to send you a Christmas card. What's your address? And I'm like, don't. And then you feel like a jerk because you're going, don't worry about it. Like, I don't want it. Like, don't.
Yes,
send
this, you need, like, you send need it to somebody else.
Right.
Like, I, especially with Instagram, Facebook, we see pictures of your family all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And not trying to be bah humbug here. But just to save money, because I had some friends send me some like really thick, awesome grade paper with their family pictures on them. And I'm going, man, you spent a lot of money on, because you didn't get three of these. You probably got 500 of them and stamps. So I like Morgan number two. I'm like, man, I just don't want you to have to spend that money on a Christmas card. You just go, hey, I texted you a link in my family. Click the link, go to Instagram. You know, there's a little message. It's like Evite. I'm all for the Evite, by the way.
Instead of a paper.
If I ever get married,
wait, you're going to do an Evite for your wedding?
Not to put the cart before the horse because I don't even have a girlfriend, right? But I would say I wouldn't be against it. Now, if she was like, hey, let's do something, and I'd be like, whatever.
Hey, but it'd be a real nice Evite.
No, he'd do those like an Instagram story poll where it's like, are you yay or nay?
Yes or no. Yeah. There was a story about how much it costs for a wedding now. The average wedding when the year ended last year, and it's just mind-blowing, was over $40,000.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy to me that it cost over $40,000. I bet it's because I just can't imagine spending that kind of money on a wedding. Well, I don't know what goes into a wedding. Again, never been married, right? But with everybody getting engaged over the holiday season, $44,100 is the average cost of a wedding. The average.
That's average. So, I mean, I've definitely been to weddings, like, I know costs $100,000 or more.
I've been to weddings.
Not mine, but I've been to.
You know what I would be doing? I'd be playing Prices Right the whole time, mm-hmm. going through everything, going, oh, this is how much I bet this costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm looking at the biggest expenses. The reception costs $10,000 average. And then the biggest is catering at almost $13,000. The poll finds the average bride is how old?
26.
28 years old. The average groom is
30.
29. Okay. September and October are the most popular months to get married. Well, listen, if the average groom is 29, I mean, I'm 38. That's not that crazy.
You're doing good, yeah.
Well, I'm not doing good.
I'm trying to help you.
You're above average, to say the least.
I mean, you're not 40. Yeah, you think you'll be married by 40? What is it?
It's only a
you turned 39 this year.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not planning.
I mean, who
again.
Cares? I don't care if you get married.
Yeah, we don't care, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not going to settle, though.
No, don't settle.
You shouldn't.
You should not settle.
Nope. I'm just
and
saying.
Neither should she.
Wait for the right one,
whoever she is.
Here's the problem, right? This is what I see. Like, I would like to start investing in a family now because I would like to have one later.
Explain.
What do you mean investing?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, like time and energy.
Into
starting a family.
But what does that look like?
How do you do that?
Are you talking about the girl or like an egg?
Well, No. I'm not even talking about financially. I'm saying you have to start now to have a really healthy one later. You don't just go and everything's amazing the first 6 months of having a baby. Like, it's a struggle. And so, yeah, you have to start now to have a – I want to be 50 and have, you know, high school graduation, you know? Well, I guess it's probably a little late.
Yeah, it's going to be later than that.
Although my kid might be smart. Yeah.
Smart.
Graduate real early.
Be like me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of into it, but I'm just not going to do it for the sake of doing it. So what are you looking at me like that
I don't
for?
Know. I guess I'm just sure, – when you say investing, I mean, Eddie
it just means
and I
getting
both-
started. It just means getting started. Because if you get started now, like, who wants a baby? They don't want a baby. But you want to have, like, a, you know, a 14-year-old son.
No one really wants a baby.
Like, that's a story. Like, who wants to go through all that stuff?
Well, not wait, a lot
you, of people. You want the older kid already?
Why don't you just adopt an older child?
Because then we didn't develop and go through all that investment time. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Stephanie, you're on in West Virginia.
Hi. Hey. So, you guys were talking about weddings, and, I mean, mine cost around $60,000. I got married in April.
Are you rich?
Yeah. No.
Did you put it on a credit card?
I don't know. My dad paid for it, but yeah.
Did he put it on a credit card? Is he rich?
No, he's not rich.
You have like coal money? Are you from the, what, yeah.
Okay, but $60,000 on a wedding, that would be defined as wealthy unless he just was willing to go into debt for your wedding.
Would he do that for you?
He probably would, but I'm one of four girls too, so I mean.
Oh.
A lot of weddings.
60 times 4.
Yeah, 240,000.
I guess he prepared for it because he knew he had four girls.
Golly, that's like, you know, if you're the father of a or the parents of a girl, do you start making a fund like you do a college fund?
Wedding funds, college funds,
boy.
All the funds. If I ever get married, which by the way I did say, and I'm getting texts reminding me of this, that I would get married
December of this year.
Is it this year?
2019.
Yeah, it's this year.
Yes.
We all saved the date.
Good.
Yeah, it's in our calendar.
Keep it too. Because you know how I do, though. You know how I do?
Yeah,
I set a goal and I go to it. I also think, too, if I ever get engaged, we're just going to get married the next day.
Okay, but what were you going to say about getting married? If you ever get married, what? You're going to pay for it, not her dad?
Yep.
What if her dad's like, no, I got this?
What if he's been saving his whole life for this?
Well, that's a different conversation because I'm not just going. But I think that.
But you're probably not going to marry any. Listen, you're going to have issues if her dad has money. So
I can't marry a rich person.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I struggle.
Even if she's the perfect one, if he finds out her parents have money, he's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, this is not going to work.
You're complicated.
We just grew up too differently. You don't understand me.
Listen, because I'm doing fine now. Like, I'm not going to. I come from very humble beginnings, but at this point in my career, I'm doing good. I'm single. I'm doing fine, right? And so I'm doing better than fine. But I still struggle. It's hard for me to be around people that grew up with money because I do not have those sensibilities. I do not. Whew, that's tough. That'd be tough.
The only way it's going to work is if you're dating her and you find out her parents are rich, but she grew up with really humble beginnings and like her dad developed something and he instantly got money or something or won the lottery.
Hmm.
Like they didn't grow up with money.
The guy that created Snapchat.
Yeah.
Listen, I was just shocked at that story, how much this weddings were. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for calling the show this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
How much did you spend on food, by the way, at your wedding?
The food cost $16,000 and booze was $6,000.
Oh, wow.
The food cost $16,000?
Yeah.
Yes.
$22,000.
Gold plated steaks? What are we talking about?
We had brisket, smoked chicken, a whole bunch of appetizers.
Sounds good to me. Well, congratulations. When did you get married?
Well, thank you very much.
April.
In April.
Man, all right. Hey, so tomorrow, a couple things. Tomorrow night, let me say this. I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan. I'm doing a comedy show, a theater show. So if you want to come out tomorrow, tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. Tomorrow night in Muskegon, Michigan. That being said, tomorrow in the daytime, I'm going to go and pick up Amy's son. And the plan was, well, here's the backstory. I go to Amy's house over the break. I spent a couple hours over at her house talking to her husband, talking to her, seeing the kids. And I'd been gone pretty much the last 6 months of last year. I was in California doing Dancing with the Stars. And so I go and I'm just kind of being present. And Amy goes, why don't you just come take the kids out, like without us? And I'm like, okay, cool. Because for a while I didn't, because I was scared. They were adopted. They were new.
Yeah, I don't think it was time. Nobody was ready for that. And now I think they're in a place where they could do that. And I think it'd be healthy for y'all to have that relationship.
And Amy wants me to take both her kids out. That's too much right now. I can't.
No, I don't. If you're not ready for that, that's fine. I just.
All I know is you sent me a note last night saying, will you also take my daughter?
No, I said, if you're not ready for both, I totally get that. That's fine. But I went home and I said, hey, Stevenson, Bobby's going to come pick you up on Saturday at 11 o'clock. And Stashira goes, well, what about me? And I was like, ugh, I knew this was going to kind of be a thing. But she's, if it was reversed, like if it was her, not him, it'd be harder for him to understand why because he's younger. But I explained to her that you'll probably take her out another
for
time.
Sure, I will.
But it's just separately. A lot for Bobby to take two kids, you know.
And also, she goes, if I take two,
I'll be good. And I was like, oh, gosh.
If I take both of them, I can't focus on either of them. Mm-hmm. If I take one of them, I can actually focus and spend time. Yeah. I will do both of them. Yeah. I'll take them both out.
Yeah, we got it.
Think they're both fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I just want to start with the boy because I'm a boy.
Right.
And I don't know anything about 11-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Just for the record.
Yes.
Know nothing about
noted. 11.
Yeah. You know, so. But
she can talk Netflix with you.
I know.
And Amazon.
Well, then the knuckleheads here, Lunchbox and Eddie, they're like, you should take him somewhere and pick up chicks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Target, Whole Foods, somewhere. It's having a kid is a chick magnet.
But and it's an 8-year-old kid. He doesn't know English super well. He wants to. He likes to sing and dance and laugh.
Oh yeah,
he loves. So where do I go though?
Oh, like, man, you can go so many places. The mall. I'm telling you, you have him run up to a girl and be like, excuse me, I'm lost." And you come running up behind him, and be like, "No, no,
I'm not doing the thing where I lost my kid. Yes. I'm not playing a lost my kid game."
You're like, Stevenson's being funny. He doesn't really mean.
No, then I look like I'm irresponsible because the kid got away from me. He's also 8, not
and then you
4.
Say, I'm sorry, he's not my kid. I'm just
hanging
out.
Yeah, I'm just watching him, you know.
For a friend.
They would think that it's cute that you're like, Uncle Bobby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could work. Saying?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to allow you to use my child for that, but these guys are not wrong. Like,
right.
It will work.
There and it's go. Supposed to be a nice day tomorrow, so.
But where do I go?
Dog park?
The dog park.
Yes.
Not
taking
a bad
a
idea.
Child
but there's
to
no
the
dog
park.
Inside
do you
right.
need to borrow my dog, too?
I'm just rolling with all Amy's stuff. I don't have a dog anymore. I don't have any kids.
Stevenson,
so
bring your dog.
So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I mean, it's a cute dog, so probably would work.
Yeah, your dog's really good.
Yeah.
Quiet. Mm-hmm. And we got a new dog, too.
Yes.
Oh, everything new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. If any listeners have any recommendations where I should...
We've been giving you recommendations.
They'll have more, though.
I'm going to... Listen, my plan is just to go and do something like halfway fun. Maybe some ice cream or something. Just talk and hang out. But if someone has like a sure money deal...
Ooh, you said 11 in the morning? There's a lot of brunch spots that it's going to be patios. There's going to be a lot of girls out having mimosas. I mean,
yoga.
Yeah, I said that.
Take
after yoga,
an 8-year old kid to yoga class. All right, dude. Go,
listen.
Go fall down on her.
You got this.
Yeah, you got this.
He would laugh the entire time.
Now, the question was because I'm taking Amy's son to hang out tomorrow. He's 8. So I was just going to take him out and do something, you know, the kids like to do. But the guys over here are going to take him out and try to pick up chicks with him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of taking him out is to open doors for you.
Open doors
to the
ladies.
Not the whole point. Don't listen to that.
Not literally. Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to open the door for you.
Hey, Taylor in Virginia.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
I think that you should take him to go play laser tag.
Well, I think that's the opposite of what these guys are saying.
Yeah, you're not going to find any chicks at laser tag. You're going to find 8-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something an 8-year-old would like to do more than go find girls.
But if he's helping Uncle Bobby, he's going to feel proud and accomplished.
You know what? I'm not doing that with him tomorrow. I'm not taking him out to pick up chicks.
No, you don't have to look at it that way. You can take him
you're
to
bonding.
Do what he wants to do, but at the same time, you're going to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Taylor, I'm more on your page where I'm just going to go hang out and have fun, you know?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm going to listen to these guys.
And make sure
you guys are going to have me at Victoria's Secret with them. One
yes. yes.
Here's what you do. You go to the panty section, and you have him be like, what's that, Uncle Bobby? And then you have a girl come up and explain.
And make sure he's calling you Uncle Bobby so people
yes.
know you're not the dad.
Correct.
That's a key point. When you're out in public, make sure he yells, Uncle Bobby, I'm over not, here.
Okay, I'm not teaching him I'm like giving him the script. All right, kid, here's what you do. Amy, do people still look at you guys because you have black kids and your white parents?
Yep.
Do you see that still, or is that not existent to you anymore?
No, it happens. I still see it.
Are people like, are those your kids? Like, what? How does that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it ranges. I mean, it's like, oh, okay, you adopted, or oh, are you like babysitting them, or oh, are you with their dad? That kind of thing.
Did it?
Like, am I white and their dad's African American? I'm like, no, they're Haitian. We adopted them. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Sometimes the long lingering stares bother me, but if people are just inquisitive, like, I don't have a problem with that. It gives us an opportunity to talk about adoption, and I think adoption's amazing, and that, you know, it doesn't matter the color of our skin. Like, we didn't want to just adopt anywhere. Even if we had done domestic, once we were at one point in time doing a domestic adoption, and you can put on there what race you're willing to have in your family, and we were open to whatever.
James in Tennessee, you're on, bud.
Hey, Bobby. I think you should take him to a trampoline park. I think it'd be fun for him, and you like to work out.
Yeah, trampoline park. I'm 38, man. Like, one time, Lunchbox's wife went to trampoline park.
Oh, my gosh.
Her ankle was seven times the size. You guys just went in, right?
She had done four jumps on the trampoline. We paid. We went with a big group. We're all excited to have a good time. Four bounces, and she rolls her ankle, and she is in severe pain. Four bounces. I counted, and I looked at my friend Garrett, and I said, do I really got to leave? I was so mad, but her ankle was messed up for about 3 months.
Yeah, it was huge. And she was on crutches, huh?
Yeah, crutches. It was so bad. The doctor said it would have been better for her to break it than, like, she did damage to ligaments and all that. It would have been better for her to just break it outright.
Is there a trampoline park in town?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of them.
They go. They like it.
Oh, they do go?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are no chicks there.
Yeah, there's no chicks.
You got there's moms.
Okay. Yeah, married moms.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this couple. They're getting married, Adam and Shara, and they actually met while volunteering at Feed My Starving Children. And so they decided they would get married where they met. So yeah, they got married there at the headquarters. And then the newlyweds, they said that they're minimalists and they wanted a wedding that represented their shared values. So after they said I do, the groom and the bride and all their guests put on plastic hairnets and packed rice meals that will help feed children in Sierra Leone.
Oh, wow. What's Feed My Starving Children must be some sort of foundation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it just didn't sound like that at first. It was like, are they doing what?
I know. Feed My Starving Children.
Yeah,
they got married at the headquarters. I guess all together on their wedding day, they packed 22,000 meals.
That's a good story to put next to that story we're just talking about, how expensive weddings are, where people are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for weddings.
Right.
On average. See, it's all about love.
It is.
The Beatles said it best.
Oh, love is all you need.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love.
Love is all you need.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, here's what I'm talking about, this dating app, right? Morgan number two, what happened?
So my friend was on the dating app Hinge, and on there you can answer different questions. And one of the questions was, who is your dream dinner guest? And this guy named Jeremy put Bobby Bones.
He wasn't trying to like meet me on the dating app.
Oh, he just wants to have dinner
with
you.
He was trying to meet girls, and I guess that's a thing. So do you have his like the picture of that thing?
Yeah, I do.
Someone get me in touch with this dude. I'll go to dinner with him.
And so this will help him get a date?
No, yeah, like,
no,
what?
It just says
says Bobby Bones. He is very inspiring.
Yeah, who's your dream?
Okay. Like, you look normal.
Wow, you're somebody's dream dinner. That's like people say, sometimes they're like, Elvis.
Well, Elvis is dead.
Well, they say dead or alive, you know.
Yeah, but alive. We'll just play the alive game.
okay, fine.
So Jesus is out.
Yes, because you have to put Jesus.
Yeah, right.
If dead is the option, one of your seats go away, because if you don't pick Jesus, everybody looks at the side eye like, where's Jesus?
Come on.
So you have to do only alive. So who would you pick? One person. Amy?
Hold on, please. Robin Roberts.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I still haven't met her, and I would check that off that list.
She's extremely nice.
I know.
I've got to meet her a few times now doing Good Morning America.
Dang, listen to you.
I know.
That's awesome.
And she read my book. Oddly, weirdly. I didn't even give it to her. She was like, I read your book. And I was like, Amy's going to freak out. She's like, who's Amy? I was like, never mind.
Yeah, don't worry about it. That.
Lunchbox, one person.
Ooh, and they got to be alive. I'd have to go with Johnny Bananas.
Of everyone?
Gosh.
In the whole world, they'll have you go with a guy from Real World?
Yeah, Real World, and he's on the challenge. And I would just like to know about how, when he knew that the challenge was going to be his life. Like, he made it on Real World. Did he think it was over? And then how did he maintain his fame and how he built a brand and just his experiences with the challenge and in life? I think he's just very inspiring.
We could probably make that happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, $100?
It'd be easy, I think.
I don't even know who that is. I'm giving you a hard time.
Guys!
I don't know who Johnny Bananas is.
I know you don't. You got to understand, he is super famous and super well-known.
Yeah. I'd probably go with David Letterman, maybe.
But do you really want to meet him?
Yeah, you always said you never want to meet him.
Because you struggle
with that. That's the problem,
like,
right.
I'm okay with meeting Robin, because she's not necessarily... I mean, I look up to her, and I find her to be inspiring, and I would like advice and just to talk with her about her life, but... It wouldn't disappoint me if she ended up being awful.
Well, that's my problem with it. You never want to meet your heroes because they can't get any cooler to you.
Mm-hmm.
They can only disappoint you. But like Howard Stern is a big one.
Yeah. Have you ever met him?
Nope.
Really?
That's never crazy.
I thought
to
for
me.
Sure maybe somewhere like in a hallway.
No. Never. No.
Really?
And so.
So you, it'd be either David or Howard?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Would you freak out like internally? Would your heart race like if you saw either one of them and you met him?
I would just have a lot of questions. Because I didn't have a mentor or a hero growing up.
Right.
So I always looked to people who did things different ways. And so David Letterman was always a goofy guy who had really irreverent type humor. And I was like, oh, if he's goofy looking and he's that odd, like I have a chance. And so I saw him. And then Howard Stern was the first person on radio that I ever heard like do things without a big radio voice and go, oh, you can just be yourself. And so, yeah, that'd probably be who it is. Or Jesus.
Right. Jesus, yes.
You gotta say Jesus if people look at you weird.
You have to.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I hit the button real quick. If we put this guy's profile up, like, is that bad?
Oh, wait, to help get him a date?
No, to help. I wanna find him and have dinner with him. This guy who picked me as his dream. Like, if I'm really that person he wants to hang out with, how can I not do that?
Right.
They're probably the only person in the world that if they got to pick anyone, they pick me?
No, that's not true.
Like, I would do that. Would that be bad form to put that up and be like, someone find us this guy?
No.
Because he put it out there publicly, right?
No, yeah, honestly, it might help him get a date, too.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's put it up on the Bobby Bones Show Instagram page.
Okay.
We'll track him down.
Okay.
So many people are doing dry January, and they're saying, hey, maybe not the best thing for you. And what it is if you drink, they're like, hey, I'm going to go dry, no alcohol all of January. So just like when people do these weird diets, and let's say, because I do this too, if I'm like, I'm going to really eat wonderfully or eat less, then I just binge like crazy.
Oh, you when you're done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like last night, because I didn't sleep at all the night before. And last night I slept in the day about 3 hours and then I had terrible sleep last night because I was just so tired. Went to yoga and then I came home and I was just oddly tired. But I woke up and I was so hungry. I ate a whole tub of blueberries because I don't keep sweets in my house because I'll eat all of them. So I ate this whole tub of blueberries. Then I go in and I found another thing because I was making like this fruit salad. There was some kind of red berry. I don't even know what it was.
Like a raspberry?
Maybe. I ate a whole tub. All I know is I don't really remember doing it. I woke up and the tubs were next to me on my nightstand.
Whoa.
Like a little bit I remember eating the blueberries. I don't remember eating the red berries.
Wow, you binged on fruit. You're
so
crazy.
You went hard last
but
night.
I was searching for anything
so
with sugar.
Wild.
Just anything. But here's what happens. People that go dry January, they think that February hits and they can just go right back to it hard.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah.
So instead of going cold turkey, they say maybe do like... Don't drink for 5 days and have some drinks on the weekends.
Okay.
That way you don't feel like the need to just go right back into it.
Makes sense.
Like cannonball in. So I saw that this morning. I was looking at this picture. Texas Monthly did a story on me and the show, and it was a very nice article. I posted it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But I have this scar on my forehead, and I see it all the time. Other people may not see it. I see it when I was doing Dancing with the Stars. I was so self-conscious of it. And I fell down when I was like 7 years old.
Yeah.
And they put makeup on me all the time. The only thing I say, they said, do you have anything? And I'm like, I just have this scar on my forehead that I'm so self-conscious of. And I just see
it. Do you feel like it's visible? Because like, I don't even notice it.
Do you see the, like, look at my Instagram.
I'm looking at the picture.
Do you see the scar in this picture right here on my forehead?
I mean, I see it on your forehead as I'm looking at you, but when I'm looking at the picture.
I'm so self-conscious of it.
That's all you. I've
really
never even
see
seen
it. I
really?
Think
no.
Yeah. I think that's all. It's so crazy how we have these things that
correct.
We see on ourselves that nobody else notices.
What about, because I'm a pretty thin guy. Like, I still have these... I would never take my shirt off when I was
no,
a kid.
No, I'm jealous of the little bones you have.
I have bones that come out of the top what? Of my shoulders.
I wish I had those. That's...
I
girls
was so
want those.
Humiliated. But girls want them. There's nothing masculine about me. And I was so self-conscious of them as a kid. I don't like taking my shirt off now, really. I did for the Dancing with the Stars tour.
You see you did.
Is that picture of us?
Oh, my. With you and like five other dancers?
They're all so ripped.
I was like, what tour Thunder are you under? On? The Magic Mike tour?
It was. So there's a whole thing where everybody takes their shirt off. And I'm like, you know what? When in Rome. Yeah. So it's like all these ripped up dancers. And then me.
You looked really happy in those pictures.
I was happy. But I was also standing behind the muscles.
Right.
Yeah, that's up on my Instagram.
So in this article, does it make you uncomfortable when they say stuff like, because I'm looking at the picture and then I'm looking at the headline. It says, Bobby Bones is just getting started. The unlikely rise, and then in parentheses they go, and rise of the most powerful man in country music. So I'm like, okay, if you're self-conscious about the scar on your head, does that make you uncomfortable or do you love that?
I don't know that it's true. I don't think there's a real most powerful man in country music. Meaning, I think Forbes said that about me at one time. Because we talk to a lot of people. And so I don't know that that's...
Yeah, was it Forbes? I think it was, yeah.
They're the first person that said I was... So mm-hmm. It's fine. I don't know that it's true. I would not say that about myself. I think I talk to more people than anyone else does. I think that our listeners actually dictate more than we actually do. Because I can only present things to them. And go, hey, I think this is cool. I actually can't make anything happen. But what I can do is give it to our listeners and go, hey, this is cool. And if they like it, they can actually do it.
Right.
So, like I often say that I think I'm the elected official of our listeners to represent them. I think our listeners are the most powerful group in country music. But yeah, it does say that.
That's a good way to put it.
It is a little weird.
Well, it also says that you reach a reported 9.2 million people a week.
I thought it was like 5.
I mean, I don't know.
Like 9.2 million
a
week.
And I have to pretend it's also, like one person in my head.
Yes, you don't freak out.
Yeah.
I think they're counting like my podcast that I do, the Bobbycast.
Oh, okay.
I think they're counting all that
together.
There's
that many different, unique people listening to your podcast versus this show?
And Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah,
no, that doesn't count.
Oh, that doesn't count in
no.
there?
No. Oh. Don't talk to people there. I think that our show does like 5 million or so terrestrially. And then our podcast does millions. And then a Bobbycast does that, too. I don't know. Again, guys, I just come and do the show.
Yeah. This is somebody else's job to come up with those numbers.
The article, yes, because I didn't come up with them.
Right.
The article's up there. I wonder if our bosses feel weird when they say things like, yeah, we let Bobby sometimes drive the truck into a ditch. Because that's how I figure things out. I just kind of go places. But then it tells me I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. I don't know
if I should say that in articles. Anyway, there's that.
It's a good article.
You think so?
Yeah, in Texas Monthly, that's like huge.
It's up on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. The scar is the reason I brought that up, though. We should talk about Hillary for a second. Hillary's our phone screener, who is not going to be our phone screener much longer.
What do you mean?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No.
Oh, wow. You don't know?
No, she's going.
Yeah, come on in. What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hillary, how long have you been with the show?
Oof.
About a year?
A little over a year.
And so Hillary came to me and was like, hey, I want to be part of the show. And I was like, okay. So she came on and worked part-time as a phone screener. What other jobs did you have?
I work at a publishing company in town, and I've worked in retail. So
and babysitting. She babysits everybody's kids.
And you also voice track shows.
Yes, like, I do voice track for another city.
She's done everything.
Yeah.
And she sat in that glass room and just grinded it out and helped
babysits
with the countdown.
For me.
Wow. No, I hired her full time.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Okay.
Look at this. Moving on up in the world. Hillary is not going to be the phone screener. But now I got to hire a new phone screener.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put on an ad going, we need somebody new to come on the show. But Hillary's going to be full-time now.
Speech.
I don't really know what else to say, but thank you. I'm really excited. I've wanted to work in Nashville and country music since I was 10, so this is like a dream come true, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think most everyone on the show has had to like get here and grind it out for a long time before they actually got a job. Like, you know, Lunchbox started on the show first. It was just me, and then he came in, and he was still delivering sandwiches and working at did you work seasonal?
Costco.
Yeah,
seasonal work, and then they didn't hire me on in the spring. Once seasonal work was over, they said, we're not going to use you. I don't know why. I was really good at picking up those carts.
Amy came on at first as a producer because I didn't have any room.
Yes, I know. Sometimes people are surprised when I know how to edit and cut and use like clips, like audio stuff in there, and I'm like, do you know?
We had no money on this
sounds
show.
Of the last 24 hours, and I would put in clips of The View and Regis and Kelly.
Amy was selling granite at a store when I met her at a Culver's. Raymundo was our intern for how long were you interning for the show?
Years.
For free, too. It'd sneak up an intern. So Hillary's the latest and someone who just showed up over and over and over again. There she is.
Wow. Hillary, our so I got a question. Are you going to quit your other jobs?
I think so. I mean, I think I'm going to have to.
Hey, other jobs. This is notice. Hillary's out. Peace.
This is not the best way to give your notice.
Talk to people.
Yeah. But we do have to hire someone new. Raymundo, what do you want in a new phone screener?
How are you going
to
do that?
I don't know.
Yo.
What do you want in a new phone screener?
A pleasant voice. Somebody that we all vibe with.
Yeah.
I'd say that they're into, you know, pop culture. They know what's going on in the world.
Okay. There you have it. Raymundo, who sits in the glass room with the phone screener.
Yeah. Pleasant voice, though. Very important.
A pleasant voice?
Yeah. Somebody you can easily talk to. You don't really hear their voice. But at the same time, if you talk to them, you understand what they're saying. That's perfect.
It's a part-time job, the phone screener is. But that's why Hillary now is going full-time. There she is. Hillary, our latest. Congratulations, wow. Hillary.
Thank you.
Second speech.
Hey, your birthday is coming up.
Sunday.
You'll be how old?
26.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Wow. I know what we're
doing. Speech.
26 years old. And you don't date?
No.
You're so weak.
Well, she does.
No,
she doesn't.
How many dates have you been on your life?
Two.
Ever?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She hasn't met the right person.
No, she's 26. You go on a date. Listen.
And she's really pretty.
I'm just saying, like, even at 26, you just go. You don't have to have a boyfriend, but going on dates at 20, there's something wrong.
Oh.
Hillary kind of looks like Amy Adams. Like, if I were to tell our listeners what she'd look like. Like,
okay, yeah.
Kind of a bit Amy Adams.
But I'm just saying, there is something wrong with you that you will not go on dates at 26 years old.
Why won't you go on dates?
Yeah.
Not that I won't. People aren't. Nobody's asked me since I've been here.
You're so full of crap that you, I mean, there's no way you go to a bar, because you go out to bars, and no guy's ever asked you for your number.
They have, but I'm not going to go out with, they don't ask me out, they ask for my number.
But then do they call you or text you?
No, they don't. They ask for your number, and then they just go away.
No, that's not.
You don't believe her?
No, because when I'm at a bar and I get a girl's number, I text her.
Oh, my gosh. You've been married back in the day. Stop it.
Listen,
with this.
Back in 98.
So she's going to tell me every guy that's ever got her number has never called her. Do you guys, what are the odds of that, guys?
No,
come on.
You've had talking phone relationships with people where it's like not been the right thing, and you're not just going to waste your time.
But why would you not go on a date?
Right.
She does go on dates.
Two in her life.
Bobby, don't join in with Lunchbox.
No,
this is rude.
I don't. I'm not fully on Lunchbox's side, but to say that, I mean, a date's, if she has phone relationships.
She can't control if a guy. So you're telling me that you think she's asked out all the time and she's just saying no?
I don't know about all the time, but I would say she gets asked out.
Yes.
And you say
I don't
no?
Get asked out.
Ever.
Yeah. Oh, not really.
We don't know what 26-year-olds these days go through. They don't get asked out. Like, it's like, is it weird? Like, y'all just, it's like they swipe and stuff.
Hillary, you know what? She doesn't do dating apps either.
Well, yeah.
But then do one.
She goes to bars and gives out her number. Has there ever been a guy you want to go to dinner with?
I've never. I mean, I don't give out my number in bars.
Oh, my God. See, she's lying. She just said they don't call her now. She says she doesn't
give
her number.
All right, well, Hillary, congratulations.
You're a weirdo.
Welcome to the show. And
you.
With that comes all the scrutiny.
We're all weird, so it's great. Yes. You're a perfect fit.
By the way, tomorrow I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan at a theater, the Frauenthal Theater, doing my. She leaves. She left the studio.
She's out.
Doing stand-up comedy. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. If you're in Muskegon, Michigan, or you want to drive tomorrow, BobbyBonesComedy.com. I'll be there tomorrow night. Hey, there's a city. Its name is Keene. The city of Keene is asking for a Vietnamese restaurant to change its name, right? So do you know what pho is?
Yeah, the noodle.
Yeah. So the city is named Keene, and you know what pho is? So the Pho Keene Great Restaurant.
Mm. I get it.
Pho Keene Great Restaurant.
That is great.
What do you think about it? I guess it's pronounced pho, but yeah, I when I read it, I say pho, and for the sake of the story, I'm not saying
right,
pho.
No.
Yeah. So the Pho Keene Great Restaurant.
They do that on purpose, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But there's nothing that's against the rules, because it is pho.
Hey, it's a food.
Because what if it was pho? What if it was Pho Austin Great Restaurant?
Right.
You'd be like, oh, it's just a restaurant in Austin.
Just a name.
You know?
No big deal.
But no, it's the Pho Keene Great Restaurant.
And they want them to change the name?
Yeah.
Haters.
The restaurant owner did not think they should change it. Temporary sign. They're trying to, whatever. The city stance, whatever. I think it's funny that's the name of it. There's a story here in Nashville, like Kid Rock's sign for his bar.
Yeah.
The guitar is like a wiener.
No, it's like a bottom.
It's a butt.
Oh, yeah. That's what
it's
it
a
is.
Booty.
Yeah.
Booty,
booties.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I just didn't know it said body part.
I mean, the words they
offensive.
Used were like
yeah.
really weird.
But
like,
I don't even think it's that offensive. It's not like it's like the guitar, but then it has a couple lines to make it look kind of like a butt.
Oh,
like,
it's not crazy bad?
No.
You just hear Kid Rock and go, oh, he's being funny, like doing stuff, you know, pushing it. Oh, it's not that bad?
It's not too bad.
People need to relax. So I went to yoga last night. Mm-hmm. And remember Harper Gray, the artist that came in?
Yeah.
I met her in that yoga class. And I hadn't seen her since she came to the studio. And she came up to me. And if you remember, maybe you don't, you're new to the show. I was walking out of a yoga class. This random girl says, hey, I watch you on Dancing with the Stars. I started asking. She was like, I'm an artist. But only because I was like trying to get it out of her. And she didn't push her music on me or anything. And I went back and I researched and found her music. And she has a song called Monster, right? There's a monster underneath my bed. And she came in, again, all by chance. We brought her into the studio and she plays this song. And it was like a year to the day that she came in the studio from her mom's funeral, right? Mm-hmm. And her mom died of addiction. And she wrote this song about that, about her mom and like the monster under her mom's bed. But I hadn't seen her until last night. And she came up to me. I talked to her for a bit. And she was like,
yeah, it's the anniversary. It's so crazy.
She was like, I came on the show and like record label started calling me.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know what's happening with her, but it was really cool. It was like, it was good to talk to her. And she was like, it's crazy. Like, people like are now reaching out going, hey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Like, good for her. And a lot of people have asked for an update on her. But yeah, this is Harper Gray, Monster. And that's not her real name, right?
No. Mm-mm.
Harper Gray. Why?
Gray stands for God redeems all equally.
G-R-A-E. Mm-hmm. God redeems all equally. Harper Gray. Got it. All right, over to you, Amy. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So The Notebook is being turned into a musical. Yeah, you'll be able to watch the Ryan Gosling, Rachel McAdams movie on Broadway.
A musical, huh? I like a play. I just don't know the songs yet. Hmm.
Well, I don't know exactly how it'll play out. And there's
Is it a musical or is it a play?
A Broadway musical.
Play. So they have to write music for it.
So I guess it's both, yes. And Nicholas Sparks, he's super excited about it. There's no word on when it will open.
Going to be so rich.
Oh, I mean, he already is.
I was seeing how the Wicked on Broadway has been open for like 15 years or something.
Yeah.
And you talk about some money. Like, you stay open that long?
Yeah.
Is that what we saw? No, we saw it here?
We saw it in a theater here.
Yeah. But is that like off Broadway?
No, it's not off Broadway, but it's a touring.
Traveling Broadway.
Yeah, this is different.
Same show, right?
No.
No?
Different actors.
Oh yeah, that's correct. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, but it was fantastic. And I used to go, I hate musicals. But you know, I've seen so many good ones. I've been exposed to them.
Jersey Boys is good.
Yeah. Like, I like songs, though. Like, in Wicked's good because it's Wizard of Oz. So it's in context with other things. Yeah. Like, I'm not super cultured, but just enough to enjoy. I like singing Wizard of Oz. Yeah, what else?
Okay, so are you guilty of screen dipping?
I don't know what that means, but I would assume no.
Nah, you are. It means when you dip out to like check on, like say you're with your girl.
I don't have a girl.
Say you have a girl.
Let's pick a scenario that seems a little more realistic. Say you're in a meeting for work.
Well, this is for people, because screen dipping is starting to affect relationships. So this is for people if you're in a relationship and say you're getting like Netflix time or TV time or movie time with your significant other, and you take your eyes off of that screen to check out your phone. It's called screen dipping, and it means you're not engaged in what you're doing with
you
your
do that
partner.
All show long, you screen dip.
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty of screen dipping. Yeah. So, and choosing your phone over your partner can lead to being less satisfied in the relationship, and it can cause more fights. So be aware of your screen dipping if you want to lessen the fights for 2019.
You know what I've been doing a bit is keeping my phone in the other room. Like, I'll go
when you're with.
Just in general. Just keeps me off of my phone sometimes.
That's good.
I just leave my phone in the other room and go do stuff.
Smart.
And it's only brief periods, but it has stopped my screen time. I get that screen time thing that comes up, and it's like, you've been on the phone for 7 hours.
Oh, today. That's crazy.
And a lot of it's for work.
Wait, so how do you get that notification again? You like...
It's in the latest update.
Program it?
No, it just says...
You have to ask for it, or it tells you?
It just tells you. I think mine, like, it screams at me. But, like, mine's part of the... See this feature over here? It just shows up as, like, the main...
Oh, okay.
Like, today I've been on my phone since I woke up this morning for 45 minutes, so not very long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I don't stay on my phone all show long like Amy does.
Right.
I have to, like, tell Amy, we're on the air.
Yeah, I've gotten in trouble a lot today. I'm bad. I feel bad. Just know in my heart I feel bad. Like, I'll like put it away.
It's like your job.
I know.
Screen dipping has affected you all's relationship.
Yeah. Right now we're in a bad place.
What else?
Okay, so questions you want to ask right now if you're, you know, getting to know someone this year, if you're, like, making it a goal to have better relationships, or maybe you're going on more dates. So these are the number one questions. What's the coolest experience you've ever had, Bobby?
Ever?
Ever. I already know it.
What was it?
Winning Dancing with the Stars. Are you joking?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Eddie said he saw me on the ABC end of the year promo.
Wait, it was so cool.
You were what?
They played all of the network shows from ABC, like from the year. Boom, 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 boom. And Bobby Dancing with Sharna made the montage.
You're part of the highlight?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty cool. All right, what else?
Okay, again, these are questions that'll help you connect with whomever you've just met. What's your relationship with your family like?
Well, that's not a good one for me.
So that's what you answer to somebody?
Oh, you're asking me for real?
I'm telling, yes.
Oh, yeah, what would you answer to that?
This is how someone's trying to get to know you.
For like 5 years of my life, I had a stepdad, and I talked to him a little bit. But other than that, I talked to one of my cousins a little bit. Other than that, I don't really I don't have a lot of family left.
Yeah.
So, you know, my grandma raised me. She's not alive anymore. My mom, she's not alive anymore. I don't know my biological father. So... Yeah.
So, can
we get an appetizer, please?
Yeah. So, well, what do you think about ghosts?
I think with like ghosts and aliens, I'm a big believer that anything I don't know, it can't prove one way or the other. I can't prove that it's not real. Like some people be like, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe there's anything outside of Earth. I don't believe that there are, but I'm not going to argue with you there's not because I have no way to prove there's not. So why do I think I'm so smart that I can tell you there's not ghosts? I can't. So I don't know. I can't be convinced. Either way.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay, there's one more question.
Yeah.
If you could, would you do anything differently?
No. I don't think so. Maybe not push the EAS button that I got fined $1 million for on the radio. That was a bad one. But even then, the fact that, listen, I'm going to be honest about that.
What?
I thought I was cooked, fired. I thought we were all fired because it was an accident. Got fined $1 million for push. That's not even what happened, but whatever. And all this bad stuff happens, right? The fact that they kept our show on after that $1 million fine, I was like, okay, we got a real future here. So I don't know that I would change that.
Because okay.
If they're going to pay $1 million and keep us on, I was like, they must think we're up to some good stuff here.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the answers you gave to those, like someone, if they were sitting down to get to know you, they would know a little bit more about you.
Would I do anything else differently? I don't think so. I think anything I've messed up with, I've learned from.
Fail until you don't.
Mm-hmm. Gotten smarter because of it. Yes, lots of failures. Is that it, Amy?
Or maybe that's my pile.
There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's going on this weekend?
Going to the roller skating rink.
You are?
Yeah.
What's happening?
There's a birthday party, and so I'm going to go with my kids.
Who is it? Somebody? I wasn't invited to this birthday party.
Yeah, Hillary, phone screener Hillary.
Oh, I'm going. When is it? Tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, it's an adult. Oh, I have a show in Michigan, a comedy show.
Oh, yeah. So you won't be there.
Yeah, but I wasn't invited, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't think
were.
I was invited either.
I wasn't invited.
What? Oh, okay.
What is happening?
Wow. Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on.
A little bit, I felt self-conscious because I didn't get invited.
Hold on. Everybody wasn't. Now I feel awkward.
Morgan, number 2, want to say something?
Everybody's invited. I'm sending out.
Hold on.
I'm sending out the text to everybody. We're still finalizing the rest of the plans. It just started happening last night.
It means she's going, uh-oh, they just found out.
No, I swear, there's text messages that happened earlier this week. She already gave me a list of who all the texts. We're just finalizing the plans.
Yeah, nothing like last-minute invite.
To a birthday party.
Yeah.
You knew it. Well, listen, I can't go. I'm going to go ahead and un-RSVP.
But you're taking Stevenson out, right?
Tomorrow before I go to Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when's the birthday party tomorrow? What time?
Well, I don't know the final details.
What time?
But it's 2 to 4, and then we're going to dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to take your son at 11 to noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like 11 to 12:30.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you're going to dinner, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Raymond, did you
invite him? Oh, I can't do dinner, but...
I think my girlfriend did.
So it was all girls, and now you're inviting guys?
Oh. No, everybody's invited, I promise. It's just... We're still trying to figure out where to go to dinner and reservations, and we're going to send all of a text at once.
Okay. It's hard to make reservations without knowing who's all coming, so it's weird that everybody else knows about the party, and then you're going to invite us. It's cool.
Well, that's tomorrow. We obviously had no idea.
So
I can't go anywhere. I'm out of town.
Bad.
I shouldn't even get irritated. I'm gone.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up your son tomorrow. We're going to go get... we're going to hang out. And then I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan for one of my last shows. It was one of my comedy shows that got bumped because of Dancing with the Stars. But I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan tomorrow if you're listening and you want to come out tomorrow night. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Got a little burp there. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. Lunchbox, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing. I got no birthday parties to go to, so I'll just be free.
Well, you do now.
Yeah.
You could go.
I'm good. Last minute invite, sympathy invite, I'm out.
I don't think it was sympathy, was it? I think it's more like pressured invite.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like awkward, we didn't invite them.
No, she really wants to invite everybody. It's just we got back from break and we were trying to figure it out.
Not enough skates.
No,
not a lot of time.
Yeah, make sure there's enough sizes for everybody.
It's weird that Ray's girlfriend, Amy, already knew about it.
But
it's
all girls.
No idea.
It's all girls. Like you're getting mad. It was all girls. It wasn't like Eddie was invited and you weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't invited either.
Yeah, like no sausage so far.
You're gonna make it?
It was all vegan until maybe today.
I've never heard that before. What? That's funny.
It's a vegan party.
Yes. All right, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.